Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Summer We Lost Her, a novel by Tish Cohen. Read by Emily Lawrence and George Newbern. I wondered if that was how forgiveness budded. Not with the fanfare of epiphany, but with pain gathering its things, packing up, and slipping away unannounced in the middle of the night. Khaled Hosseini, The Kite Runner. Prologue. New Jersey, 2006. It was one of those things that never should have happened. The kind you turn over, splay open with pins, and examine at intervals for the rest of your life, because it will never, ever cease to matter. Any little interruption could have changed the timing. A slice of bread in the toaster too long. A stalled van on the 287. A song on the radio you just had to hear to the end. Elise Sorensen stepped outside to a frosty October morning. The frenzied weekday choreography of grave-faced commuters marching to the train and parents stuffing schoolchildren turtled by backpacks into SUVs had finally given way to quiet. The odd yellow leaf spiraled softly earthward. She could see her breath as she climbed into her car. No riding in the third trimester had been her husband's only request. Her obstetrician's advice was straightforward. Any sport you are already proficient at is safe to continue, especially at Elise's level of experience. Dressage riders competed at the Olympics while pregnant. The doctor had left it up to Elise to determine when to stop. And when she reached 28 weeks, her belly the size of a domed screen that keeps flies off a picnic ham, it felt right to stay on the ground. Anyway, her horse was young. It wasn't a bad idea to have her coach train him for a few months. It had been 3 weeks since she'd stopped riding, and having nowhere to go every morning still felt strange. Blissful, yes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?